What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 396 of the Action Movie Guys podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and my co-host is...
Alex Figueroa.
And our third co-host, or second co-host, I should say, back with us from last episode. He's an intern now. He works here. Evan, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everyone.
There he is. He's Evan. He's our intern. You can find him at Pop Culture 33 on YouTube. He hasn't posted in a little bit, but he's thinking about starting it back up. But go give him a subscribe anyway so that you can be ready when he does. Now, gentlemen, Sword and Sandals Month, wrapping up. We've done some movies. We've seen some swords. We've seen some fantasy. We've seen some realistic. We've kind of seen a little bit. We've seen the Romans. We've seen the Greeks. And here, we're going back Greek mythology style movie. No Romans in this one. This is a little movie from 2004 called Troy. And you know, I have to ask before we start and give you some fun facts, Alex. Yes. This movie, you've seen it before, correct? Now, had you seen the director's cut before this?
So I saw it twice in a theater.
Okay.
So I never seen the director's cut. I seen the original cut.
So you've seen 5 hours plus of this in the theater.
In the theater, yeah.
And this is your first time director. Okay, Evan, same question. What is your history with the movie and have you seen the director's cut before?
I saw this in the theaters. Then I owned it on DVD, watched it a couple of times, but never seen the director's cut.
Ooh.
Okay, so this is a first time. Now, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I also saw this in theaters. I've only seen the director's cut since then. I only saw that theatrical version once.
Okay.
Now, a couple fun facts about this director's cut. It is a true director's cut. It is very different. There are just over 1,000 edits to this movie compared to the theatrical cut. Also, there's 30 minutes of added scenes. So, you know, I've always said this. I hate when someone's like, this is a director's cut. It's 3 minutes longer. It's like, what can you really do? This is significantly different. There's changes to the score. There's changes to the music in the movie. It actually uses Danny Elfman's Planet of the Apes music from the remake when Hector and Achilles are fighting. That's from the music. Yeah, it's Danny Elfman. It's just one little part. That's Danny Elfman. The rest is James Horner. But they removed a lot of the women singing. Like, there's like the type in the original version. This doesn't have it. Also, another fun fact, this version of the movie is the only one you can buy on Blu-ray. The original theatrical cut was only available on VHS and DVD. So if you want to watch the theatrical, you have to get the DVD. I have this on Blu-ray and the director's cut is the only option in the US.
Gotcha. You can buy digital. You can buy the theatrical both. And then you could only rent the theatrical. You cannot rent the director's cut.
Look at that. So many, very interesting how this was rolled out and released.
And fun fact, I paid $5 for the director's cut digitally.
Hey, $5, not bad at all.
Both cuts. They had on Apple, you could buy the theatrical cut for $5 or you could buy the director's cut for $5. And I went, I'm getting the director's cut for $5. Yeah, it was for $10, you get both versions.
And inevitably, this is Warner, so if they do decide to put it out on a 4K, I bet they'll have both cuts. Maybe.
Yeah, we'll see. Pretty much.
So anyway, there's some fun facts. I just wanted to share that because I wanted people to know, this is a real director's cut. This is not just like 5 minutes of extra. No, there's a lot of differences, especially with the this one's way more gory than the one that came out in the theater. So,
well, since you want to go deep dive into that, and I said, you know what? This is kind of a big movie.
This is a movie that, Alex, I know you know this. Every person had this. Anyone who bought movies had this on DVD.
Yes.
You'd go to your uncle's house that had 10 movies. One of them was Troy.
I agree. And now, because of that, the budget was $175 million, and a worldwide total of $497 million.
It was a hit.
That was a hit.
It was a hit. And also, they spent an extra million on this director's cut. Fun fact. There you go. Warner said, yeah, here's an extra $1 million to do what you got to do. So, yeah, this was a big hit. Some of the actors don't like it. I read about that. Brad Pitt was disappointed. He only did it because the studio forced him. And Peter O'Toole walked out 15 minutes in. He walked out.
Really?
Apparently, he clashed with the director and he hated the movie. But he's good in it. He's really good in it, but he didn't like it. So
Zoltar was mad?
He was mad. He's pissed off about this stupid crap. Okay, anyway, let's talk about this movie. Again, a movie that everyone has seen. Men have seen it because it's got killing. Women have seen it because it's got Brad Pitt absolutely looking literally like a Greek god throughout the whole thing. Rotten Tomato scores. This is interesting for such a big hit. Audience score, actually 73%. Not bad. It's good. It's well liked. 3/4 of people like it. However, the critic score is 53%. Wow. Now, This is on the theatrical. I didn't find one separate for the director's cut, so I don't know. But the original version, 53%. Although I did read a lot of people thought the director's cut was better. So I don't know if that would have changed it. Whatever. Let's get into it. Evan, lead characters. Now, this one's tough because I wouldn't really say there's like traditional good guy, bad guy. Even though there is really a bad guy. But Achilles is our main character. He's the one we follow mostly. But you could also touch on any other characters you want. But he's the one that we're scoring.
Okay, Achilles. I was doing Achilles and Eric Bana's character. Hector.
That's fine.
That's kind of what I did because they were kind of like this, the yin and the yang of the storytelling, right? Yeah. Achilles is only fighting because he has to and he's trying to remember and Hector's fighting for his country and patriotic and stuff. I thought this is a movie that you get actors because of their name, not because they fit the role. Right. So this movie has a whole bunch of people in it and they're all big names at the time. Right. Orlando Bloom, Eric Bana and Brad Pitt. I think the director says, I just want to get every big name I can right now. And let's put them in this movie. Make it epic. People are going to see it because of the names and not really care if these characters and these actors are going to do well. I did not like Hector at all in a sense of that. I don't like Eric Bana. Okay, I'm just going to say it. He drives me nuts and he can't act. Don't think he could act.
Oh my God. Okay.
I'm going to be tough. I'm going to be tough on this one. And I
do it.
Be tough.
And then Brad Pitt, I thought the script doesn't allow him to actually act. Like he's just a brooding guy and it's whatever. And I was hoping for the director's cut for me to maybe like Brad Pitt more and then his character. And I didn't. The person I ended up liking more is Odysseus, Sean Bean's character, because I think we get a little bit more than him on this.
By the way, that's part of that extra 30 minutes. You get more Odysseus.
Fun fact. I like, and then the fact that Sean Bean lives is amazing. Like you're like going, dude, this guy's rolling. But I didn't ever get to ever relate to anyone where I'm going to root for you. Like I can't root for Brad Pitt. Kind of a little bit. He doesn't rape the girl at the, you know, he doesn't defend that and he goes that, but we don't ever get to truly follow that. And we're supposed to like, I don't know. I gave it a 2.
Holy hell.
Holy all right, crap. Evan, okay. I love it. A 2. All right, Alex, what did you think?
I know it's not a 2. Not a 2. I like Eric Bana in this movie. I thought he did a great job as portraying the older brother to bitch ass Orlando Bloom's character.
His name is Paris.
Paris, the little brother, little bitch. Yeah. Like. I hate that character. And I don't know how he survives, but it is what it is. Okay, so yeah, Orlando Bloom did not like the character. I thought he was annoying. The way he speaks is always annoying to me anyway. I didn't like the character. I like Hector's character, Eric Bana's character. I liked him a lot. I thought he was cool. He was loyal. Family man to the people of Troy. I thought it was pretty cool. Brad Pitt felt like he acted, but I think he just acted like 80% of the time. Like he was just because he didn't have a Greek language. I don't know if they have
the slightest British accent almost. Slight.
Yeah.
Certain words.
But,
yeah.
But I just felt like, you know what I mean? Like when we watch The Swords and Sandals, most of them have like the dialect.
Not Channing Tatum.
I said the word. But he didn't have the dialect. He just talked English. He was like, what are you talking about, man? you killed my cousin. Now I'm going to kill you. And I was just like, wait, that's not Greek. That's New York.
That's not Greek, man.
Like, but anyway, I just felt like half the time Brad Pitt just looked like he checked out of the character. But other times, I thought he looked great for the role. I could see why they picked him. He has the blue eyes, the long blonde hair, chiseled to the bone. His butt cheeks looked like it was.
This he worked for the out. Ladies.
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
for sure.
He looked like he did a lot of squats because his butt cheeks was tight.
His butt cheeks was popping.
Yeah, it was popping and locking. So I got to say, in terms of the character, I liked it. I thought it was pretty good. I gave it a 4. I don't think it's a 5. I don't think it's a 5. I thought it was a 4 because I was intrigued. This movie was long, but I was glued to the screen. I give it a 4.
We're about to have 3 different reviews and I love it. This is going to be an interesting one.
I think we are.
So if I went with a 4.
5 out of 5 for me. 5 out of 5.
Oh, wow.
Are you joking?
I'm not joking.
Oh, he's not joking.
I absolutely love these characters. Listen, this movie, I have so much nostalgia for this movie. This movie came out when I was in high school. I had read the Iliad. The Odyssey, you know, like a lot of the stuff that this is based on. Obviously, they truncated a lot of it. They shortened it because the freaking Trojan War is like 15 years long or something. And here it's like 2 weeks long. That's fine. I don't care. It's a movie, right? It's already 3 hours. What am I going to make this an 800 hour movie? So I'm cool with it. However, these are like, because I was kind of into Greek mythology when I was younger. And like these names like Achilles and Hector and Agamemnon and Odysseus. And like, it's all, I love it. And I think Brad Pitt is so gangster in this movie. I don't care. I love when he's like, I'm going to cut out your eyes. I'm going to cut out your tongue. I'm going to cut off your ears. You're going to walk around blind, deaf, and dumb when you're in the afterlife. Yeah. And then he drags his body. I was like, gangster, loved it. You know me, I love it. Fight's incredible. He's the greatest warrior the earth has known. And sure enough, he kills so many people in this movie. Love it. I love Hector in this. Evan, I could understand your point of the acting. That's give or take, right? Like some people like the actor, some people don't like. I like the character. I think he is fantastic. I love that he's loyal to his stupid brother, even though he's a dumb idiot. That's still his brother. You know, that's his baby bro. He can't just let him go be killed.
But see, here's the thing. So when he goes, hey, if you put my country at risk, right? And I'm going to destroy you. You can't do that. And then literally the next scene, he goes, oh, okay, I'll let you destroy our country.
That's the love of a brother. You know, it overcomes your loyalty to your country when it comes to your family.
I wish we got a little bit more of a verbal back and forth, like him processing that.
Sure, sure. Shorthand. They went a little shorthand with it for sure. But yeah, I was cool with it. I love Hector. Also, the greatest fighter in Troy. He's the Trojans' number one. So I think they did a fantastic job building up to that fight between Achilles and Hector. And what I love about it is Hector knows he's going to lose. He's telling his dad, hey, I love you. You're the best dad. Wife, you better get out of here because he knows. He's like, I'm probably not going to beat this guy. I also love the scene when Priam goes to visit Achilles in the tent to get his son's body. And he's like, he was he was a great fighter. He's the best fighter I ever fought. He wasn't good enough. And I like when he tells him, like, you're a way better king than the one we got. Like, our guy sucks. I hate him. So I love all that. I gave him a 5. I could have watched these characters just exist for another 2 hours. I don't care. I think I was into it. So yeah, we're going 3 different directions here. But hey, I love that. It's great. That's why we do it. All right, let's go to main villain. Now, in this case, there is a sort of a main villain here. Agamemnon is truly a tyrant.
The villain.
Yes, this is Brian Cox's character. Okay, Alex, you go next here. Main villain, Agamemnon, your boy Brian Cox. Also, his brother, who's played by Brendan Gleeson, another great actor in this. Also, kind of a secondary villain. And you could make the case that Achilles is kind of a villain too, but we already talked about him. So what did you think of the villain?
5. That is a formidable villain. He wants power. He uses everybody to get to what he wants. He uses Achilles. He doesn't even care what the hell he's doing with the guy. He was just like, he doesn't listen to me. He goes, you do what you got to do to get this guy to fight, because all he wants is power. He wants land. He wants women. He wants all this crap.
Glory. He wants his name to go down in time. Yeah.
He goes, my name will be etched in stone and yours will be as in written in the sand and the wind will blow it. And I was like, wow, you should get punched in the face. And I loved it. And I was like, you know what, Brian Cox? You're a good villain in any movie you're in. I thought he was good. Gleason guy, loved it. In the beginning, he's like making out with some freaking wench. You got the hot chick, the Kruger lady upstairs. Yeah, you saw her boobs and everything. And I was like, whoa. I was like, you didn't see it? The director's cut showed her boobs.
This has more nudity in it than the regular.
Yeah, yes. They literally showed her boobs. I was like, wait, holy crap. I didn't even know she was going to be nude in this. She's upstairs banging Orlando Bloom. And I'm like, what is this? And I said, man, this guy is good. And when he's fighting Orlando Bloom, I'm like, please stab him so hard. I want to see it. Yeah.
Pounding on him.
And then he's grabbing Hector.
Such a punk. He hugs his brother's leg. Please help me. Don't let him hurt me. Let him kill me.
And then he stabs him. And I said, no. Yeah, it was so great. Anyway, I thought the villains were very formidable. I thought they were great and loved it. I thought it was really good. So,
all right, Evan, let's see what you got here.
A 2.
Okay, so I did a little thing. Is first of all, Brian Cox, like those are true villains. Like when he goes to Brad Pitt's like slave woman from Troy and says, "Now she's mine." That's a scene of evilness, right? Like, what is he gonna do? Like Brian Cox just has that like look that he could look in the camera and go, "I could kill all of you who's watching right now," right? So we have that. I do like that, and I like that you go. I also included Orlando Bloom's character as a villain.
Oh, he does. does start because the whole crap.
That's he starts true. It. He trades his country for his own lust, his own pride. He doesn't care about anything else but himself. And he even says it. Let's run off. Let's just leave. Let them fight because they're still going to fight. Like, literally, the fight's going to happen even if they're there or not because they're going to go, where are they? Orlando Bloom is saying, let's just go. Let's go hide. Let's go run and disappear. I mean, he's still an asshole no matter what in any scenario. So with that, we truly do have villains. And it's nice. So I gave it a 4 out of 5 for the villainy. And just to be forewarned, that is going to be my highest score for the rest of this podcast.
Very excited. Whoa. This is going to be a great episode. I can't wait to listen back to this in 2 months and get mad.
I'm never being invited back.
No, you're an intern. You will. All right. Guess what? 5 out of 5. Again, incredible character. This story has incredible characters. I don't know how, like, they're all well-formed. They're all different. Yeah. None of them are exactly the same. Menelaus, that's who's played by Brendan Gleeson. He, like Alex said, he got this hot wife upstairs, doesn't care. Wants the wenches, wants all the women, but he doesn't care until she leaves. And then all of a sudden he's Mr. Oh, my wife, you took my wife. You didn't even like her. Okay, get over it. But she's supposed to be the most beautiful woman on earth. So I guess there's that. Brian Cox, Alex, I agree. Make this guy the bad guy in everything. Why? He should have been the villain in every movie from 1985 all the way till 2010. Just get Brian Cox. Let's do it. He's fantastic. Now he's the voice of the McDonald's commercials, and it drives me nuts. He's talking about trying to get me to buy a quarter pounder, where in this movie, he's wanting to take over all the countries. I love his dynamic with Achilles. They cannot stand each other, and yet he needs him to win all these. You know, when he fights the first guy, Nathan Jones, that big dude comes out, and he's like, Achilles, and he's not there. Like, we sent the boy to go find him. He's like, oh my gosh, this freaking guy. I just want to get this over with already. He's evil. He wants to conquer the world. And the funny thing is, even though he dies at the end, they destroy Troy. It gets absolutely demolished. So I wouldn't say he wins because he dies, but he kind of gets what he wants to happen overall to happen, in that Troy gets absolutely decimated. There's really no winners here. And I kind of like that. I guess the Greeks, most of them get to go home. Odysseus and them, but all of our main characters.
Doesn't Orlando Bloom? He wins, doesn't he?
Orlando Bloom, Hector's wife, and Helen of Troy. That's it. And Odysseus. Everyone else.
Orlando Bloom gets what he wants.
And he's the worst. By the way, Evan, thank you for including him in villain, because then I will give this a 6. Because I hate him so much. I hated him when I saw this when I was younger, and I hated him watching it now, where he's like, everything you said, he don't care. He's like, I don't care. I just love her so much. We gotta, like, I don't care if my whole country dies, my dad dies, you die, your baby dies. I need to have this woman. And then he's such a pansy when they fight. He loses. He's literally hugging his brother's leg, like, save me. I can't stand him. And, last bit of Orlando Bloom that's hilarious. Played Legolas before this, of course, in Lord of the Rings. And when he shoots arrows in this movie, it looks hilarious. Like, he forgot everything he learned on the set of Lord of the Rings. He's like, he does this thing. Like, he's always going like this. And it's like, bro, you should know how to shoot arrows really good. What's going on here? But maybe the point was, he's a wimp and he doesn't know how to do anything. Yeah. Either way, another 5 for me. Okay. Well, then, Evan, I want to hear what you think about the action. What do you got here?
Okay. So the action has so many pauses. Like, when he does the shield, you see the shield gets up, then the arrow comes through. It is not this, like, flowing, like, I'm in suspense that they're actually going to get injured. I do not like it, because I feel like, oh, the only cool scene, I think, is when Hector and Achilles fight each other. But then the downfall is, I don't like the new score. I'm literally listening to this. I go, this is not what I remember. I then put in my DVD and go, I was right. It's not the same. And I did not like the new score. I thought the old score was more suspenseful and fitting for the time. So that worked against it. But every time a shield came in, and the way, I just hated it. I did. I hated it because it pulled it and then waited like this. Like, I know you're going to shoot the arrow. It's like, it didn't. They needed a little bit more cut. Like, pull the shield, cut, let it go, hit, and then cut back. You know, like, it needed to be a little bit faster pace for me. This is the one time where we're seeing everything, and even the slowest. Like, I ended up with a 3 because I overall did not like it.
3. All right. Okay, cool. Alex, what do you got? A true action movie guy. What do you got?
A 5. Well, you got everything you want in an action movie, right? You got tons of battles. I mean, I totally understand what Evan is talking about with the cuts and stuff. But in a brighter, in an overall 3 hour and 20 minute movie, you got action. Like, it is just a pure action. I agree. If we're going to nitpick and break it down to the nitty gritty, yeah, there is a lot of tons of action. Even when they're shooting the arrows and these dudes are just walking into it, I'm like, oh my God, you got so much stuff. But we just got action. And I don't know, man. It is gory as hell. Dudes' heads are chopping off. You got explosions of arrows hitting people. You got shields getting hit. I don't know, man. This had to be the best action we reviewed out of the Swords and Sandals movie. I liked it. Brad Pitt is really good in these scenes. Him at the first time when he was the first ship, he runs up with his clan and they are destroying everybody in the beach. I thought that was really good. Him and Hector was a really good fight. Orlando Bloom versus the other husband was really good. Even the scenes in Troy when they're taking kids and throwing them in fire.
Oh my God, they're chucking the kids like footballs.
Yeah, I was like, holy hell. So, like, there was so much violence in this movie, and I was just like, there's no way I could go below 5. Maybe the theatrical cut, I could give it a 4.
Yeah, because guess what? They don't throw the babies in the theatrical cut. That whole scene is super short. The sacking of Troy is really short in the original version.
Dude, they literally raping women.
Like, in the streets, you saw a guy, and throwing the babies. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's action, not violence, right?
That's another kind of action. Well, violence is action.
That's Scott's action. Yeah, that's true. And yeah, that's Scott's score right there. But yeah, I give it a 5.
All right. I could see your point, Evan, as far as the choreography. So you had more of an issue with choreography. I thought, I didn't notice it as much. I love the way Brad Pitt moves in this movie. Every time he stands, like when he's in that one room and he's surrounding, he stands like he does this like pose. It's like, I dare you. I dare someone to come fight me. And he's just standing there like, look cool. I love the fight with him and Hector. Amazing. I don't remember the original score. I believe you. It was probably better, but it didn't bother me because I haven't seen the theatrical cut since 2004. So I don't remember what it was. Either way, listen, this director's cut is the best. It's got so much blood. They got spears going through people's heads, literally through their head. Blood everywhere. There's one part where they're fighting on the beach and I don't know what, if they just got huge blood squibs but there's just like bursting blood shooting out of everywhere. Brad Pitt cuts a guy's head clean off at the end, like just turns around and slices his head off. You get people getting stabbed through the body. By the way, Tyler Mane, who of course played Michael Myers in Rob Zombie's Halloween movies and also Sabretooth in the original X-Men movie. He plays a guy named Ajax in this. He has like a big hammer. That dude's awesome. Yeah, he comes on the beach and he just smashing people and blood is just busting their legs off. I love that guy. He's like, it was a pleasure fighting with you, Achilles. I'm like, dude, it was a pleasure fighting with you. This guy's like 6'8". He's jacking people up. Loved it. Loved the flaming arrows on the beach and then they roll the big balls down it. I give it a 5. I don't have any problems. There's tons of action. For a 3-hour movie, there's a lot of battles. They're gory. And we get what I love, one-on-one fights. You get a couple of one-on-one fights. And if you could squeeze some of those in, I'm a big fan of it. So 5, 5, and 3. All right, storyline, Alex.
I gave it a 4. I liked it. I don't think it's a perfect storyline, but I thought it flowed very well that I was engaged, even from the betrayal of Paris and the other guy, like taking his woman, all the way up to the shocking death scene of Achilles' cousin. And he was like, oh, damn, I'm dying. Like, he already knew he was going to die. The minute he woke up, he's like, I'm dying. So you had that shocking stuff. And then the whole them trying to take over Troy and burn it to the ground for his brother. So, like, everything worked very well. I mean, I don't even think, were there some corny dialogue? Yeah, there was some corny dialogue told by corny actors. But other than that, I thought it worked very well. And I was glued. Like, I was texting you and I was like, man, this shit is long. But it was entertaining long. Like, there's some movies that are long and it's boring. This was entertaining long. Like, I had never seen the director's cut. So I was like, wow. But it was just pretty long. I was just like, man, this is really lengthy. Yeah. And I felt the same way with The Batman. Like, it's a great movie, but you're just there going, man, this is a long ass movie. Like when is it going to end? Type thing. So I gave it a 4.
All right, Evan, what do you got?
It's long. I will confirm that. I don't think everything that was added, like when he's talking, was it his mom about his, that's his mom, right? So we have to do that. I thought that was okay. I don't know if I needed that. I don't remember if that long conversation about doing history. I think if I remember from the thing, I thought I got enough for why he's going to go fight in Troy. Didn't need that longer one. I just over overall, I was not enthralled. Like, I'm like literally going, let's get this going. I'm done. You're talking. I don't believe half the words you're saying. It's all back and forth. I was like, I gave it a 3. I was not. Adding the extra 30 minutes did not make it better for me in a sense of like storyline. I don't think I got enough where I was actually enthralled. I've watched the first one and I don't remember hating it that much. It's been a couple of years. I'm going to say that, but I need to rewatch that now and see if I truly just don't like the director's cut for some reason. If that makes sense.
Fair enough.
Question.
Yeah.
Nate, before you go, was there a cut in the movie? Because I remember this in the theater, and I don't know if this was a theatrical cut. Was there a scene with the mother where she's dipping him in water and she's holding him from the ankle?
Wait, in the beginning.
She's holding him and they're explaining, like they're doing like a voiceover narration.
Oh, it might have been cut. Yeah, that wasn't in this version. But I don't remember the theatrical.
Like, that's the whole point of the Achilles heel. When he gets hit, he's like,
yeah. Shot in the arrow. And it, yeah.
I think that was at the very beginning. Now that you're saying that, I thought it was more of like a flash, like, oh, look at this overall narrative.
You might be right.
Like, he's protected. His whole body's protected. But, like, his weakest point is the ankle because he's holding it.
Yeah. I haven't seen the theatrical cut and I don't even have access to it. So you might be right. You might be. Yeah. When you have a 1,000 edits, it's very well that it could have been. Because then the only part with the mom is when she's in the water and then him and her are talking and she's like, if you go there, yeah, you're gonna get some glory and you're gonna die also. And he's like, well, I'm going that. Anyway. So he said, okay.
Well, she wants him to go get his name remembered and die, right? Yeah. She doesn't.
Yeah. No, she don't try to stop him. She's just letting him know, hey, I saw it. I saw the fortune. You're going to die, but go for it.
You better be remembered by history than give me grandbabies.
Well, then again, he did cut the head off Apollo's statue. That pissed off the gods.
Jack, he messed with the gods. He said, yeah. Just freaked the statue. Okay, well, here we go again. I gave this
a 5.
I don't care. I love it. I love the storyline. I'm more Camp Alex in that I was never bored. And I watched this I started watching this at like 11:15. p.m.
Oh my God, you finished at 2?
I didn't finish till 2:30 and I didn't care. I was like, this movie, I was tired and still into it. I love the drama. I love the soap opera of it. I do. I'm like, oh, this guy's stealing wives and this guy's brother's a punk and this one hates this one and the cousin, oh, when he kills the cousin. I love that part. And Hector, to his credit, he's like, dude, I thought it was you. He's like, you idiot. You thought you killed me. You can't even kill me. And then he kills him. And it's like so much. There's so much. The dad, Priam, going to visit him. Again, I love that scene with him and Brad Pitt in the tent. Then he's banging their cousin. And the cousin's like, no, don't kill him. He's like, I killed my cousin. I don't care. And then the guy tells him, how many cousins did you kill? How many brothers? How many husbands? And Brad Pitt's like, dang, you know what? You're right. I killed a lot of brothers and cousins. You could take the body. There's nothing in this that I don't like. I'm going to be honest with you.
I was going to say, that was more exciting to me as you described it than the movie it was for me.
I give you the Cliff Notes. The Cliff Notes is very enthralling.
Yes.
There's some movies that just hit, right? For certain people.
Right.
This is one of those for me. And I don't think it's, you guys are probably more right than me, but I just love it. I don't know. Rewatching it, I was like, dang, I haven't seen this movie in at least 10 years. And I don't know why, because I love it. So I gave it a 5 again. So overall, Evan, what's your overall score for the film?
My overall, I'll tell you, your enthusiasm has made me get excited for him. But Alex just threw up 3. He is correct. It is a 3 overall for me. It's one of those movies. You might be right. It doesn't hit me, right? I could think of a movie called, I don't know if you've seen it, Master and Commander with Russell Crowe.
Yes. And it was so boring for me.
Okay. I love that movie. That's a perfect 5 for me. Yeah. And I understand when people come and go, I hate it. It's boring. It tells me nothing. And I go, I love that. Like what you just said you hate about the movie, I love every inch about it. And I think that's where we're at, is that we're just, it just doesn't work for me. But I am going to probably watch the theatrical in the next couple of days because I'm like going, I don't remember hating it that much. I don't know if I just changed and it just doesn't work for me anymore. But yeah, it's overall 3. But there's nothing like, if you like this stuff and you want all this stuff, it's a great movie. As my son gets older, I will show him this movie. I'm not going to say, hey, I'm never going to watch it again, if that makes sense. I'm just never going to say, I'm on a Saturday, I have nothing to do, I'm going to pick it.
I got an extra 3 hours laying around here. Let me put on Troy, director's cut. Fair enough. All right. Very good. Alex, what do you got?
You know, it's crazy. I gave it a 4. I think it's a great movie. You know, it's funny. Hector's the only man to scratch Achilles' armor.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Remember, he looked at him and he said, whoa, like everyone else couldn't even scratch his thing. And it pissed him off even more. And I was like, wow. Now, I wanted to ask you guys, why did Achilles cry at his body? And he said, until we meet, he didn't want to kill him, but he had to.
Hector?
Yeah. Because remember when he goes, I'll get you. He goes, I'll be right back. And then he's putting the cloth on Hector. And then he goes over his body. He started crying. And then he goes, till we meet again.
At that point, especially after the speech that Priam gave him, I think it started kind of being like, dang, you know, because then remember when he leaves, he tells him, he's like, you're a much better king than the one we got over here. And I think just he had the cousin there. And I think he was going to let her leave too. So I think all of that together kind of, he just caught up to him a little bit.
Achilles started to not realize that I just don't want my name in the history books. I want my name to be remembered for the correct reasons, just not to be great at one thing. I think that we see that dynamics at him at that point. He's readjusting his process.
Gotcha. Yeah. Other than that, I'm going to be honest. This is a really good movie, and I want it on 4K. I don't care what cut. You can give me the 1,000 edit cut for all I care. This movie is awesome. I'm really shocked that we did not get a 4K of this. Because every time you watch the Blu-ray commercial,
and it has the little clip at the beginning with all the boats,
it goes, no, Blu-ray 4x resolution. And then you see like the ship getting super clear for better sound.
Dude, watch any explosion. Warner Brothers Blu-ray from 2007 and it has that at the beginning.
It does. It shows Troy. Yeah.
And Disney was Pirates of the Caribbean. Both of them were ships at the time.
It was the ship. Yeah. They show the ships. And you know what? This looks great on Blu-ray. There are some scenes that I think they would look better. So you guys already know where I'm going.
The only thing I did not like is, if you notice, at least for the digital, but the digital only had a 2.0 surround sound, unless I watched it in French. The French had a full 5.5 surround sound, but the digital version only had a 2.0.
But anyway, y'all know where I'm going with this movie. I gave it a 5. I know it's shocking. I know that based on my other scores, you could have never guessed this. But
is it a 5 all the way down?
5 all the way down. I gave it all 5s. I have no problems with this. I did not think when I started watching this that this was going to be a 5 out of 5 for me. But then I was just like, man, I remember. I love this movie. I don't really care. Do I think it's the greatest movie of all time? No. Do I think it's the greatest battle movie of all time? No. But do I think it's one of them? Yes. For me, it is. It's one of them. I would put it in the pantheon of great sort of big battle mythology sword and sandals movies.
I would not disagree with you there. Even though my scores don't reflect that, if someone says, I want to watch a great battle movie and I want like the most out of it, I would still recommend Troy.
Yeah. And it has an amazing cast. Brian Cox doing great work here. Brendan Gleeson, Peter O'Toole, an absolute legend. You got the women are gorgeous in this. Rose Byrne.
The women outacted the men.
Yeah, you got Rose Byrne. You got Diane Kruger. You got Saffron Burroughs from Deep Blue Sea as Hector's wife.
Naked Diane
Kruger. Yeah, Diane Kruger. And all of you get to see almost all of Brad Pitt. The strategically placed legs and blankets at some part, but you almost get the full Monty. All right, what is your total points then, Evan?
15.
A 15 out of a 25. Alex, what do you got?
22.
22, and your boy Nate's coming in with a 25 out of a 25. Rare.
Perfect.
Yeah, I never give those, but you know what? Don't care. Loved it. So 25, 22, 15, 3 very different scores. All right, here's what we got coming up. New month. So you know what that means. New category. So we'll of course be continuing on with the Batman Nolan movies with the Dark Knight. That'll be our next episode. And then after that, Alex, new month means different movies, no more sword and sandal, but we're still going. These are war films. So these are films more modern though, except one of them is like world. Well, they're all more modern than Troy. But we're going like war military films. The movies are Behind Enemy Lines starring Gene Hackman. What's that guy's name? Owen Wilson. Then we got Land of Bad, which is a very recent one starring Liam Hemsworth and your boy Russell Crowe. We're going Black Hawk Down, a Ridley Scott classic movie with everybody's in that movie. There's a million actors and everyone's face is recognizable. Then 12 Strong, which is a couple years ago, Chris Hemsworth. It's like an Afghanistan movie. And then the last one, another Brad. We'll wrap up the month with Brad Pitt for the second straight month. Fury, which is a World War II Tank movie, which we have not done, directed by David Ayer, stars Brad Pitt, Shia LaBeouf, a bunch of other people. So we're going to be doing some war films this next upcoming.
All right. I never seen none of those.
It's going to be a fun month for you then. It's literally five new movies.
Yeah, pretty much. Love it. Evan, thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Sorry to bring down the scores.
Not at all. You tell your truth. If that's what you spoke to somebody. Someone that's listening is like, this guy Evan knows what he's talking about. And this guy made
you
this
spoke
like,
to the guy.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie guys, get head over to youtube.com/action movie guys. Subscribe, leave comments. And also you can take us on the go with the AMG podcast, available on Spotify, TuneIn Radio, Apple Podcasts, and anywhere you guys listen to your podcast on. And of course, we are now on TikTok, Geeks and the letter N Flix. Other than that, he is your host,
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa, and our intern, Evan.
Thank you.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.